This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Hunger is an issue regardless of what the weather is doing, and now trying to meet the needs of the food insecure is even more critical as those needs have multiplied. Later in the show, we'll talk with local food banks during this Hunger Action Month. But first, some veterans watching Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's The Vietnam War may find them the reminders to be a bit too much. There's the graphic violence of real historical footage, and there are the poignant interviews with fellow veterans, former war correspondents, and Vietnamese civilians. The 18-hour documentary goes all the way back to 1858 with France's violent takeover and nearly century-long colonial rule of what would become known as Vietnam. America's involvement begins when it arms the guerrillas through the CIA predecessor OSS and continues with the placement of military advisors who train the opposing side during the Red Scare. The film has received praise not only for its authentic portrayal of the Vietnam War, but also for its ability to wordlessly draw parallels between the conflict and wars of both the past and the present. Here to talk about that connection is Captain John Bunch, a Vietnam vet himself. He's the founder of Operation Open Arms, that counsels active duty military. Thank you, Captain Bunch, for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Julie. Thank you very much.
Also joining us by phone is Stephen Voigt. He's the director of the Fort Myers Vet Center. Thanks for being part of the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
We are talking about veterans and active duty soldiers' reactions to the Ken Burns documentary, The Vietnam War, and about what mental health resources are available to both, resources which weren't there in the past. You can be part of this conversation as well by giving us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So for Stephen Voigt with the Fort Myers Vet Center, this part of the state is known to have a lot of Vietnam veterans. Have you had much reaction from veterans here locally to this film?
Personally, here at the Fort Myers Vet Center, we have not had a lot of reaction, just a few incidental veterans who come in. I know a lot of veterans who've been watching it, but not too many that have had negative reactions, but it is creating a lot of conversation amongst the vets themselves.
What kind of conversation are you hearing?
Some are, I guess, a little disappointed with, some of the political figures that they had one viewpoint or one perspective on, and then finding out later that some of those political figures that they held in high esteem perhaps weren't as honest with them as they thought they had been. So,
kind of learning things about what they had perceived back then as opposed to what's being shown today?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So what are some of the programs that you have set up for vets that are kind of specific to the Vietnam era?
Well, the Vet Centers actually came into being because of Vietnam veterans. We actually were started in 1979 by an act of Congress because veterans felt that they had no place to go and didn't trust really a lot of the institutions that were set up back then. And they started meeting on their own, and Congress heard their voice. So the Vet Centers are actually part of the VA, but we are by law separated from the VA geographically. Our computer systems are separate so that there's no real interchange or exchange of information unless the veteran wants that information to be shared. But here at the Vet Center in Fort Myers, we do groups, usually two groups a day. Here at the Fort Myers Vet Center, we have groups up in Port Charlotte where we send a counselor two times a week, and we have a counselor that goes out to LaBelle actually once a week and does some groups out there. We also do individual counseling, and we do marriage and family counseling, which makes us a little bit more specialized than say the big VA, who say is primarily the veteran themselves. We can see the family. And when we say family, it's basically defined as who the veteran says is their family. So if it's a girlfriend or boyfriend, significant other, whoever it is, we include that person in if that's what the veteran wants. We can also see people with military sexual trauma. And there are 300 vet centers across the United States, so we're able to be flexible and kind of meet the needs of our particular population in our particular geographic location based on the veterans in that area. And recently we were also given permission by Congress to see active duty people who are still on active duty who are living in the area.
So I understand that you're a retired U.S. Air Force?
I was a major. I'm not retired. I was actually separated during the drawdown prior to 9/11. So at that time, the military was getting much smaller, and I was one of those people that did 15 years and just didn't need as many people. But I did 15 years, and I was in mental health while I was in the Air Force, so it just seemed a natural fit for me to come over to the Vet Center and kind of continue what I was doing for the active duty for people who have separated or retired or just did, you know, short tours.
I find it really interesting that there's a completely separate group dealing with veterans from Vietnam because of that distrust, which kind of was echoed, I guess, in the conversations you were hearing of people that were seeing this film, finding that, well, maybe we were not incorrect to not trust people and what we were being told.
Well, back then, yeah, things were much different back then, and I think, though, that, the VA itself has come a long way. But we do a lot of work still with the VA, and our veterans nowadays go back and forth, and they go to the VA for most of their major medical and some of their other care. But in terms of the PTSD or the things that are specific to their service in Vietnam or specific to their war experience, even with the OEF and OIF, they generally come over to us because that's kind of what we specialize in.
Yeah. And Captain John Bunch, you're a Vietnam veteran. Have you seen any of this documentary?
I have seen every second of it, and I have just found Ken Burns' rendition of this great documentary just spellbounding. It left me thinking that I'd much rather speak about all Operation Open Arms is doing today for U.S. troops coming back from combat than speaking about seeing and reliving all of that again. Especially, it so reminded me of when the United States Marine Corps called upon me as a young second lieutenant to serve as an escort officer for one of my closest friends. I had four families that requested me to identify their sons in Treasure Island and bring them back to various parts of the country. And it was the most difficult time where you walk through airports and you get spat on. It was nothing like it is today. And basically the way we were treated back in that era had a lot to do with my founding of Operation Open Arms.
Yeah. I mean, what was mental health care like at that time?
I don't think it was really acknowledged like it is today. In 2009, the Department of Defense released a startling study that indicated that more U.S. troops were taking their own lives than the Taliban and Al-Qaeda combined. And that's when I went out on a mission, a single-handedly sole mission, to sell mental health experts around Lee and Charlotte County on the merits of same-day PTSD services. And
that's
probably the most...
That's called Operation Open Arms, and that's what you founded. And that is to help with active-duty military members?
Strictly active duty. I caught a giant ration from all of my Marine buddies as to why they weren't included. But I had to make a decision on a particular group that I thought most deserved it, and it's not that the Vietnam veterans didn't, but our troops today are going through 7, 8, 9 deployments, and pressure on them is absolutely extraordinary. So in 2009, the Today Show actually, and it's on our website, OperationOpenArms.org, as are hundreds of miracles that we've performed for U.S. troops. But our same-day PTSD services are very unique, Julie, in that whenever possible, we try to take that PTSD mental health visit from the sterile environment of a leather couch with the diplomas on the wall to a boat where the counselor gets on a boat, goes out on Pine Island Sound or different areas of the country. We have Operation Open Arms up in Maryland. So we take PTSD and mental health care and take it to an environment we feel is much more conducive. And I think the Today Show, they were just startled by that. And that's a segment on the website that anyone can access and look at.
So one of the themes that comes out of this documentary is the parallel that it draws between the past and the present. And I wanted to ask Captain Bunch, is the toll on a soldier's mental health a constant that kind of remains unchanged no matter what war you're in?
I think the best way to point out what a soldier experiences or a Marine experiences maybe can go back to my being 8 years old and being out on the beach with my dog and my dog running towards something that had washed up on shore. And it was a sailor who had, a merchant sailor who had washed up on the beach. And to this day, I can never get that vision out of my mind of what I saw that day. And I was about 2 miles from home, and I ran and tried to talk to my parents, and no matter what I tried to say, nothing was coming out of my mouth, and it was the shock and the gruesome sight that I've actually never been able to forget, as I mentioned, to this day. So I've talked to many of these young kids who, when they went for their recruiting, they were promised to, you know, the VA bill and all of the things associated with military service. But one thing that recruiters didn't really talk about is that what you see and what you take with you forever as far as the horrors of war are concerned.
Yeah, that's something nobody's really going to be able to prepare anybody for. It doesn't matter how many times you see things on screen either. And I wanted to ask Stephen Voigt with the Fort Myers Veterans Center. One of the things that Captain Bunch is talking about is intervening early and getting there at the very beginning with active duty soldiers to maybe try to start addressing some of these PTSD issues that people might have. But I wonder, have you seen many Vietnam veterans who have had PTSD issues that have come up later in life after they went through their professional careers just thinking everything was fine, but then once they retire, have time to think about it?
Oh, absolutely. I in fact, had two just last week, I would say, at least two or three a month come in. A gentleman who was, had one who was 81 years old and one who was 69 years old. Both very same situation, just very active their entire life, raising their family, working, being very successful, having their own companies, and then when they retire, there's nothing to focus on, there's nothing to keep them busy, and those closet doors open up and those horrors come back, the nightmares start, and you know, that's when they come in and, you know, they will tell me, you know, I thought everything was great. I haven't had any problems for, you know, 50 years since I was there, and I don't understand it. So, yeah, we see them every day, every month. It is a bit surprising even for me, but I'm glad that there's organizations like Operation Open Arms, because one of the things that we do, especially with our younger guys, the OEFOIF, who were just recently out, or even some of the active duty, is we try to get them involved in other organizations like Operation Open Arms and some of the other agencies that are out there, because it's important to get them back into living life and helping them deal with the other stuff here at the Vet Center. So it's really important to get them integrated back into just society.
Well, it's kind of easy to kind of shrink back into yourself and think, oh, this has been so long ago, why do I even... What would you say to a Vietnam veteran, Stephen, Mr. Voigt, who is out there today, who may feel a little troubled by what they're seeing, maybe either in this documentary or just memories that have been coming up? I mean, can they just drop into your events that you have there at the center?
Yes, we have. Basically, we're open 6 days a week. We're open non-traditional hours, so we're open until 6:30. And we have same-day appointments also. So somebody can walk in anytime that we're open, and they will be seen that day. And there's no need really to start any records, do any kind of paperwork. It's basically come in, sit down with a cup of coffee, tell us what you need, and if we don't have it or we can't, you know, provide it to you, we're going to not let you leave without at least giving you a referral and a place to go that can take care of the services or the needs that you're coming in for. But we just really, really encourage people to walk in right off the street, to come in and talk to us. Most of the people that work here are prior military. Even my office manager is a 20-year retired Navy vet. So
you mentioned that there isn't any record being taken of who comes in and who coming and going, and I think that's kind of important for some people who may not want their name written down associated with seeking any kind of treatment like that. I mean, I know that there is, for many, a stigma still attached to that, so that might be
right.
of comfort to people.
Yeah, and making sure that I'm making myself clear is that if they just come in and they just want they have questions or they just want to talk briefly, we don't need to write anything down. Now, if they want to continue with services, of course, we've got to be able to document, you know,
and keep track, yeah.
And yeah, but we've gotten people that just come in and again just sit with a cup of coffee and talk and just want to clear their heads, and that's okay too. We're not about, you know, you got to fill this paperwork out before you talk to us. Just come in and talk to us, and if you think we're a good fit for you, then come on back and we'll do the paperwork later.
All right. And then, Captain John Bunch, what would you say to younger active duty soldiers who are having a hard time asking for help?
Operation Open Arms, I should clarify that what Operation Open Arms actually does, we address the needs of those serving in combat or foreign duty stations. So when a particular service man, service woman from any branch of the service who has been serving in a foreign duty capacity or in combat returns to Southwest Florida or the eastern shore of Maryland, Operation Open Arms Maryland, Operation Open Arms Florida, they are picked up at the airport. I know a lot of people can't imagine this, but they're given free transportation from the airport to a hotel on Fort Myers Beach that is at no charge. Fishing, golf, professional sports, all of those things are provided at no cost to the soldier or the Marine or airman, sailor, whatsoever. And besides that, one of the things that makes Operation Open Arms a very special type program is no one is compensated within our charity. I know there have been a lot of scandals about charities paying high salaries. We offer no salaries or benefits to those who help us administrate this great charity.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing in 2009 when I went out trying to sell the psychologists and psychiatrists was the very day that someone calls and needs help. That is the day that they had pledged to see them. Same day PTSD care is so important and so very vital.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we do is that we let all of our troops know that come in from combat who have served, who have dodged bullets for a living, which very few people can ever imagine. We make sure that we tell them, if you need to speak with someone, if you need counseling of any kind, it is totally free. There's no copay. Our mental health experts are committed to doing same-day PTSD for you. We don't care if it's 6 o'clock tonight, 7
uh-huh.
o'clock tonight. We will get this done.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there for now, but I want to thank our guest, Captain John Bunch with Operation Open Arms, and also Stephen Voigt with the Fort Myers Veterans Center. Thank you both for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Coming up, September is Hunger Action Month, and Hurricane Irma has only magnified the needs of those who don't have enough to eat. We'll talk with the Harry Chapin Food Bank and other emergency food relief providers about the impact of the storm on Florida's hungry. I'm Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.